You're listening to The Grease Man Show on 94 WISP Philadelphia.
Hey, I'm sitting here looking at the picture of Janet Reno. Janet Reno, Attorney General, and confirmed Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Yep. Two of them big smiles on their face. They were among six women given the Margaret Brent Women Lawyers of Achievement Award. Named for the first woman lawyer in the United States who practiced during the 17th century. Yes, there she is, going to be on the Supreme Court, being honored by the Women Lawyers. I got to find something I got. I need a group, man. I got no group. Need some place I can go have lunches. Place I can hang out with the guys. I got to figure out some weird little quirk that I got that sets me apart and there's a bunch of other guys that have it and we can get together. Because you got to have something different, you know what I'm saying? In order to have a group. So I end up alone at night, drinking, because I ain't got no group. I think we should all have a group. That's the way the United States is. We're all hyphenated now. Used to be we were Americans, but no. We harken back to some place 300-400 years ago where people allegedly came from and use that as to some way. You got to watch out for people that trying to get self-esteem from somebody who's dead 300 years ago. The way to get self-esteem is through your own efforts and actions and not through your coat of arms or your ancestors. They did what they did, and now they're doing a dirt bath. And before you do your dirt bath, by cracky, you have to do what you're going to do. And I'm just going to figure it out. Got to call my daddy, find out if we got some unusual strain in us or some old relative that might have had some unusual religion, just so I can get a group, get together, and all sit around and drink, hyphenate our names, and giggle at the world. Hi, it's Grease. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi, Grease Man here. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, Grease.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, I need a little mental support here.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I quit smoking for about 4 years.
4 years, you quit smoking?
And I'm back at it again.
No.
Yeah.
After 4 years, what made you go back?
I was in a bar, I talked with some friends, checking out their sweet things, and lit up one cigarette, and that was it.
That was it. Now you're back 2 decks a day.
No, only one yet.
Well, you'll be back to 2 decks a day in no time.
Well, what can I do to quit?
Here's the best way. Tell yourself you're only taking a temporary hiatus. That you're not. You see, most people quit. They can't deal with the enormity that they're giving up a tremendous pleasure. So it drives them nuts, and they fall back into it again. What you got to tell yourself is you're only temporary laying it off. You're going to start again on the day of your retirement. When you quit work at 65, that's when you'll take it up again.
There you go.
Really, you'll be the only senior citizen smoking, because by then all the smokers are either dead or they have to quit for medical reason.
Okay.
Their lungs are gurgling. They have a hideous gurgling laugh. You, on the other hand, will have fresh pink lungs. You'll be lighting one camel from the butt of another.
And rubbing it in.
No health problems, feeling bold, enjoying smoking when you really should enjoy it. When you're retired, when you're sitting out on the porch with a pack of camels watching the sun go down, instead of cursing on the highway with your flowing ashtray, trying to drive and talk on the cellular phone and smoke a butt at the same time. Wait, don't quit. Just wait till you're a senior citizen.
How long should I take this hiatus for?
Well, how old are you now?
30.
Well, 35 years.
35?
Yep. And then you can
quit it up?
Then you start it up again.
Okay, Grease.
And if you're having trouble quitting, just empty a pack, take one cigarette, place it in the bomb bays, spin it 3 times, mix up all the cigarettes, put them back in the pack. Now, you may still smoke, but you think twice every time you light up. And there's something, too, that's going on with us. Like in some countries, people don't drop from smoking drop quite the way we do. You know, there's countries in Europe where people seem to smoke like chimneys and they survive. Is it something in our diet? Is it something that makes us more prone to lung cancer? I mean, you want to see some smoke and you head south of the border. Vamos, muchachos. Venga conmigo. A la tierra de la muerte. Gonna land it. I mean, everybody got a big cigar. Going over his yap. Inhaling. Black tobacco. Sucking it deep and then chewing the juice. Doesn't seem to hurt them any. We're dropping like flies.
What is it?
I remember one time we were down there, me and Estelle, and this woman came over to us furtively, saying, Senor Gringo,
I have a proposition to make. I cannot afford my baby. I cannot afford my little child. And I see you gringos sitting there spending money like it's not tomorrow. Could you please take my baby to the United States and raise it as your own? This they do is an act of love to my baby. I said, Estelle, think about it. You know, you're barren. We've thought about having a child, but oh, no, you ain't got the plumbing for it. She said, geez, I don't know, Nino. This is kind of illegal. The woman said, por favor, ayúdame, help me. I said, Estelle, it's our catch. I said, see, Senorita, muchas gracias. Well, take care of the kid for you. Well, we're going through customs, and the customs guy's looking at us, kind of squirming. He says, do you have anything to declare? He said, no, just us, and of course, our baby. He said, the baby looks a lot more dark-skinned than you two gringos. I said, well, you know, we were out at the beach, and we forgot about him, and the kid was out in the sun a little bit, got quite the tan on there. And he said, what's the baby's name? And at the same exact instant, I said, Raul, and Estelle said, Juanita. He said, that's not your baby, give me that! And he took the kid from us. I said, you know, I feel kind of like Howard Hughes. Didn't they used to give up Cadillacs when the ashtrays are full? We give them up when the diapers are full.
Oh, man, the guy's going nuts. The one and only Greaseman Show.